All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, we've been doing a lot of randomizations based on CDs and shuffle mode.
Right. That's kind of a necessity at this point.
It's a necessity. There were a lot of episodes in. But one thing we haven't done that's random is combine two randomizations.
Hmm.
So I have here my entire music collection, and I'm going to hit random on it. We're gonna hear a random song, and then I'm gonna ask you for a random number between 1,000 and 2,000.
Okay.
And I'm gonna combine those two things, and that is how we're going to get our game.
Okay. All right.
So let me go ahead and hit random here, and oh, it is it's Valoria by the Pixies.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a good song.
Yeah, deep cut.
Yeah, and I'll ask you, Cole, for a random number between 1,000 and 2,000.
1362.
Okay, and let me kind of process this. And holy shit, Cole, the 62nd Google result for Valoria is that it is the home planet of the Madballs. Of Madballs in Babbo Invasion and the deep lore within.
Fuck.
Yeah, real good. Good fuck. You thought this show was about bad games. Wrong.
Yeah, it's
about Babbo games.
Oh my god. Okay, Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross,
and I love Babbos. Gotta get Babbo.
Babbos and Madballs together at last.
Did you know that this game is not called Madballs in Babbo Invasion? It's called Madballs in Babbo colon Invasion.
Yep.
I had no idea.
It's Madballs in ... Babbo colon Invasion.
Yeah. There's Babbo colon Invasion, the extended like Babbo colon Invasion verse.
Right.
And then the Madballs are a intruding force.
Yes. The Madballs are interlopers into this.
Yes.
They are a late addition in order to make this appeal to somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah. Well, like writhing, you know, roiling groups of Madball fanatics, you know,
mad for Madballs.
They are totally mad for Madballs.
So this show is Abject Suffering. Sometimes yes. We play bad games. Sometimes we just talk about 80s toys for a little bit.
I don't think this game is actually that bad.
When
I suggested it, I was like, oh, me and Derek play this for 60 minutes. And then I started playing it again and like, quit because I got a little bit boring a little bit bored.
Yeah.
And then I got boring. but then, yeah, I quit because when you're bored, because then you're boring. But like, I got a little bit bored, but it was like it's not terrible or anything.
It's,
and you get a lot of cool lore about Babbo and Madballs.
You certainly do. It was hard for me to care, though. And so I didn't realize. So if you're thinking Madballs, what is that? What does that remind me of?
Those words mean separately, but what are they?
Together. And so you sent that over. I'm like, oh, that's funny. We're going to talk about balls. No, these are toys. I had these toys, Gary, growing up.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
This is a weirdly, like, these things had a long tail because they're 80s toys. Like, they're of my generation, but they kept coming back.
Yeah.
You can't keep a good mad ball down.
No, you can't. And so, like, I remember, like, oh man, like Oculus Orbis. Why does that ring a bell? Like, just in, you know, like, because that's a regular piece of Pog art, right? Like the bloodshot eye.
Sure.
But then I realized, like, just when I was googling this, just I picture like a montage from the end of Saw, just like quick cuts from my entire life as I'm putting the pieces together that, you know, Kaiser Sose as Kevin Spacey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, I had one of these. I had one, but it was great. It was like a small, it was Oculus Orbis, the Bloodshot Eye. But it was like wrapped in this transparent plastic. And when you would squeeze it, like a bunch of blood and goop would come out.
Yeah. Either called like eye popper or mad ball poppers or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And like, I love that thing. It was like a little stress ball, but it was gory.
Yeah, and this is from that, like those toys, like the Garfield kids, where it's just like, what if there's a normal thing, but it was all gross, you know, for boys, right. Which was like an 80s toy thing. There's a store. I went and started going to see a therapist again, and the it puts me on another side of town that I'm usually at, and there is a two really noteworthy stores by it. Which this is not related, but I'll mention it real quick, is it's something like, it's like Frank's House of Gems or something. And it is a big rock store, like rocks and gems and precious, you know, stones and stuff. And it's a phenomenal, like it's a really huge store. It's not like clean or anything. It feels very authentic.
Uh-huh.
And the side is like everything for the serious rock hound. And like, there's just parts of it where just like go out and dig through petrified wood.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very cool. But across the street is a store that has like some kind of name that I can't remember. So this is not good advertising for them, but it's like an 80s toy store, kind of like Billy Galaxy in Portland, where it's just like, you go in and you see, you know, here's a full display rack of Mad Balls. Here's a full set of Germs. Here are those rocks that hung out with the Transformers that were like Transformers that turned into rocks.
Right.
Here's all the Battle Beasts. Here's all the muscle figures. Like, it's pretty rad.
Huh.
And I'm never going to buy any of those things, but like just being confronted with like, hey, here's 16 Mad Balls. Here's all your favorite characters: Hornhead, Slobulous, Screaming Mimi, Dust Brain, Acathorpus, Skullface, like everybody you love, you know, Arg, Slobbernaut, Sushi Assassin, Skunk Avenger. Like,
Gary, you know too many of these. Oh, you also have a list up in madballs.com.
/characters up in front of me right now, which we're going to have to talk about madballs.com eventually too.
Oh, absolutely.
Cause it's something, but yeah. It was really, really cool to see, you know, just all those things. Like, do you remember Germs?
No.
Oh, Germs are really cool. They were like these little rubber like monsters, but they came in test tubes, like big plastic test tubes.
Oh, cool.
And the idea being like, you'd like unleash these and it would, you know, fucking patient zero.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty funny and also very grim.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah. You know? Oh boy. Those look pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, like nowadays you have all those like cute little plushes, like, oh, I'm Streptococcus.
Yeah, those are sure. Cool too.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah,
I like those too, but I like the old school Germs quite a bit.
Yeah, well, this is one that's got kind of like got a real case of vagina dentata face.
Yeah, that like, and he's sleepy. He's got like Family Guy eyes. Like, can you imagine if Peter Griffin just had a vagina for a body and you could fuck it, but the teeth would get you?
Gary, don't dox me, okay? Don't dox my DeviantArt.
But anywho, like Mad Balls. I'm glad that you were familiar with Mad Balls, because I was half expecting to have to like explain the appeal of Mad Balls to you.
Well, now we have to explain the appeal of Mad Balls to people who don't know, because this is the most repulsive art and any of the like iterations. You're absolutely right. Like, this is part of let's make this grotesque for boys, and yeah. So it's very, very unappealing.
they are balls, like spheres that you might throw around or play catch with.
Yeah.
But they have little concepts. So there's like one of them that's a mummy, one of them that's like a screaming baseball with his tongue sticking out, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's it. that's the Mad Balls, except that it became this transmedia property where they went on adventures and had a band and stuff, much like Sonic.
Well, or I mean, just let's go back to some other abject suffering stuff. It's like Stone Protectors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, except that they're these little grotesque monsters, you know, I watched the first 10 minutes of Mad Balls Escape from the Orb or escape, not from the even Mad Balls Escape from Orb.
Mad Balls Escape from Orb.
You fools. Escape. And the beginning of it starts with this terrible cover of Great Balls of Fire. And it's just them getting into hijinks and playing pranks on each other.
It's like a real Hard Day's Night kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, there's a story. Like, they're conscripted in the beginning into slavery to build a pyramid.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this like a VeggieTales thing? Are they telling Bible stories with balls?
I guess it's mildly different than a Hard Day's Night in that the Mad Ball band are slave labor to build a pyramid.
Right.
So that's one difference between it and Hard Day's Night.
Well, a minor one, but everything else maps shot for shot.
Yeah, everything else is pretty much the same.
But so Madballs Escape from Orb is it is lovingly recapped on the Wikipedia page. Oh, yeah. Because this is like the feature length movie, right?
It's only 23 minutes long.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was because it was just a VHS that was released as like the you know, it's still called like the Madballs movie, but there was a TV show too. I don't know how this is different than an episode of the show.
Right.
I guess it's standalone. It doesn't have all their like long running plots.
So we haven't revisited this conceit in a while, but it's definitely a recurring thing in media from around this time, from the late 80s and, you know, let's say very early 90s, which is it posits a society where music is outlawed.
Oh, yeah. The Footloose.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah. And just like, I don't know why the Madballs are so associated with like being in a band.
I mean, like, they don't have arms.
They had to add. Yeah, well, they can just grow arms and become bodies. Like,
okay,
whenever they
yeah.
Want.
I suppose.
Then they turn it off, too, and I don't know why they turn it off. Like, I'm watching the baseball guy playing drums. He's grown himself a pair of arms to play drums, but he's just hovering without legs. Whereas the singer has a full body, and the skull thing is playing piano with his toes. Like, it is madness.
Just Calvin involved. There's no consistency to this. Yeah,
it is, you know, the degree to which...
Also,
Madballs,
the Calvin balls there.
Yeah. Yeah. The degree to which they're bipedal is just like varies a lot.
Yeah, it's just as the shot demands. It's like how the animators behind Homestar Runner or Aqua Teen get around characters without hands manipulating things.
Yeah, just have them float.
Yeah,
next to them and stuff, or like be in front of them.
Yeah.
It is pretty goofy. Also, they're interacting. They're putting on a concert for humans, which I think is also really strange.
Well, they escape from Orb to get to Earth.
Yeah, and then they make friends with a little nerd, like, which of course they do. Like, yeah. I'm way into these guys. Like, I'm way into these characters and these hijinks that they're going on. There's that skull with the top hat and eye patch. Like, that guy's cool.
Yeah, I know you said that guy's cool. It sounded like you were doing like a Seinfeld thing. It's gold. That guy's gold.
That guy's gold. He got rotated. The skull guy got rotated out. He's no longer in the current rotation.
Yeah, it's like it's like Menudo.
Yeah, it's a certain age. If you ever become a sphere, you're out.
I was gonna say when the gem in your hand that's sometimes there and sometimes not starts lighting up, you end up they send you down to a skee ball planet and you're done.
Oh man,
but yeah, like the Wikipedia page for this is just a relaunch. They're keeping it alive.
Mm-hmm. You can't fuck with the Madballs. Like they will bury us all. The game is like a, I guess like a twin stick shooter kind of thing.
Yeah. So here's why I am kind of trepidatious about the game. You know, it is an action game. You're, you know, rolling the ball around and you are moving a cursor around your reticle to shoot. And you're just shooting a bunch of stuff. It's like a mindless kind of arena shooter kind of thing. The problem for me was the camera. By default, the camera was put into this like crazy follow position. But it was pointed like 30 degrees down at the, or 30 degrees up from just like top down. There was something about the speed at which the screen spun and the amount of like ground versus horizon that it showed me that made this game immediately make me sick.
Interesting.
Yeah. This was ameliorated, you know, 15 minutes in when I said like, I have to stop. I looked at the menu. You can do a top down one where it just becomes like a twin stick kind of thing. But boy, is that a bad decision for them to make.
As the default. What's interesting is that since I played this before, I must have remembered my settings and like the Steam Cloud.
Yeah.
Cause when I reinstalled it to play this, it was not, you know, it was just overhead.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. So for me, it was fucking intolerable, but it's good that it's there. Just a strange default. Like, I understand wanting to get up on top of your assets to show these lovingly rendered balls. But yeah, it's not, wasn't that great.
From overhead, it like plays surprisingly like pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's not great or anything, but it's fine. And, the biggest issue is like, it hides a lot of unlocks. Like, you know, I keep finding weapons I can't use yet.
That was also my other big problem with this.
Yeah.
Like, don't show me something I can't have all the time because I don't know how to unlock that.
Yeah. I think, you know, just playing more. But it is like simultaneous co-op. Like, you can play this as two Madballs, like floating around and like
up to four.
Learn a, up to four Mad Balls, like Babbo ended up. And you get to learn all this story. Like, you go and you find these secrets and you get this lore. You stop by these terminals and find out about the story about Valoria Planet and how something. I also thought it was boring, but I like that there is, it is very funny to me to treat that this treats this as if like anyone is very invested in the story of these and Babbo, which did you in your research find out that Babbo was already a thing?
Yeah. Like that, yeah,
Babbo, like, violent too.
That makes no sense to me because like that joke that I made about, oh, this was a late addition. It absolutely was. Like, they were looking to make the new Babbo game, which is just this. It's a
everybody's clamoring action for a new Babbo game somehow.
But like they needed to get the heat, so they grabbed that Madball's license.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, because Babbo wasn't, you know, like, was it just the cheapest license possible? Because I defy anyone to have heard of Babbo before this. Like, it's such a, Babbo Violent 2 is such a stupid fucking, like, Babbo Violent is one word. It is such a bad name for something.
Yeah.
And then it makes sense they're a natural pair because in Babbo Violent 2, the player controls a heavily armed sphere.
Like, all right. I love sentences.
If you, it is like a match made in heaven, but it also feels a little bit like, oh, you know, the new new Moraf game features the Garbage Pail Kids going on an adventure or something like that. Yeah. You know, it's still very strange to me.
So if you go to the Babbo Violent 2 Wikipedia page, what you get is, you know, just the regular stuff, a little bit of kind of biographical information. They've got one here saying PBVL as a header. What's this? In 2008, the Professional Babbo Violent League was launched between 16 participating clans. TB defeated Asterisk, don't know what that is, in overtime of the finals. Prizes included gift cards, R&D led the developers, XXL t-shirts, Babbo backpacks, and frisbees.
Jeez, the fuck is happening?
And then the header below this is not like a subheader, it's just another header, like, given the same weight as gameplay. Z was an undefeated clan that TB defeated prior to following it up with a PBVL double. Due to the overwhelming multi-pronged success of TB, they are known as the greatest and most powerful clan. Prizes included We Beat Z XXL t-shirts. So apparently they just ran off these XXL shirts, which doesn't make any sense because those are more expensive.
That's something else. I regret to inform you that R&D Labs is back on their bullshit because they just did a Kickstarter for something called Death Stare, a competitive multiplayer party game that also involves spheres rolling down stairs. Like, these guys love spheres and orbs more than we do.
No.
How many games have you made featuring a heavily armored sphere, or heavily armed, not armored,
I mean,
heavily armored,
they're out there repping it, but I don't, like, don't you dare say somebody loves them more than us.
I just feel like we could step up our, you know.
Oh, of course. There's always room for improvement.
Deeds. Like, we need deeds, like, worshipful deeds.
Yeah, that's overrated.
There's something in the Bible about how you shouldn't do deeds.
Right. You shouldn't watch Mr. Deeds.
Yeah. That's most of the Bible, as far as I understand.
Right. Oh, this funded.
Yeah. Yeah. The Death Stare did pretty well. Like, there is a Babbo market. Like, it's somehow a Babbo's market.
Yeah.
There are bear markets and Babbo markets. And right now we are in a Babbo market.
We can rolling.
Yeah, bye. It is a Babbo.
Yeah,
it's a Babbo's world, and we're just living in it.
Like, we're just renting. You know, they own, we rent. Huh. Yeah.
Man, the Madballs. Did you spend any time on the Madballs website looking at the videos?
No.
They should be watched. It starts out.
It's playlist one of 95.
One of 95, my friend. And the second one is a half hour long. And the first one, which is entitled Oculus Like a Boss, is just a guy with an Oculus head mask. You know, hashtag like a boss, which just means hanging around. At one point, there's like a lengthy segment of him buying coffee. And then the next video, which is just a compilation of their different like shorts.
Okay.
Just shows exactly how farty and pukey and vomity the Madballs have gotten. But they've gotten extremely extreme, so much so that one of them at one point is on an assembly line.
Wait a second, I'm looking at this. We need to like give the actual summary of what goes down this conveyor belt.
Oh, but... of the oh yeah, yeah, the conveyor belt part. That's what I was getting to with the
yeah. Let me. It's getting.
Oh,
there.
You're talking about when they make the mad balls.
I think.
Yeah,
so.
Let's. Yeah, that's the video that tells you how they make mad balls. okay. In jest. The mummy at some point, we'll get to that, I promise, but this is really disgusting. The mummy talks about how like one of the other mad balls tells his mummy, like, hey, don't eat vegetables, they give you gas, because he's hanging out with all these green beans, and he says something like, these aren't green beans, these are just factory turds I'm eating, and he thinks he's eating shit, that's fine. And then they say, no, those are green beans, and then he farts really bad, and the other one's just like, ah, I can feel your fart or something like that. And then the video ends. It's really fucking weird and gross. I can feel your fart.
I think Bart the General. Like, no. Oh, Marge. Yeah. So coming down this conveyor belt, we got a fish. We got a cartoon Abe Lincoln head. We've got a jar that just says boogers on it.
They're fired. That's what happens in that thing. It's like, oh, these boogers are expired. Mm. Or the burps are expired.
Yeah, these are factory turds.
Yeah. Your turds, I can eat them.
Yeah.
What is a spherical mummy to say? Like, how do you think, like, I don't believe in God, but sometimes I think about, you know, when people say, like, oh, a jet engine couldn't just, you know, be made. Like, you know, believing in the human eye is the same thing as believing, like, a tornado went through a junkyard and created a jet engine.
Right, right.
What's way weirder than creating a jet engine is creating a situation where, like, I'm watching a cartoon where a spherical mummy accidentally eats green beans because he thought they were something called factory turds. That is extremely weirder than anything yeah. born of jet propulsion. Like,
I mean,
way,
like,
more unlikely to me.
Their argument would be that we were made to make this. That you know, somebody out there made a machine that made a machine, and we're the second level machine, and we make a machine that makes, you know, factory turds.
Yeah, maybe it makes factory turd loving spherical mummies.
You're right.
This,
it's wheels
this is
within
so
wheels.
These kids, like, fucking, I'm a couple videos deep, and these it's just the third video. These kids are mixing, like, fucking buckets of baked beans with mad balls floating in them. It's so gross.
Well, that's obviously somebody's fetish. Come on,
it's a 50 minute video, Cole, and I'm on video 3 of 95.
These are like these are compilations. They have, like, little ad breaks built in.
Feature length. Like, I don't.
Hey Gary, why? Why?
Yeah,
why?
What is happening? This is a huge, like, I can watch this. Like,
here are the green beans again.
This would last me the rest of my life to, like, watch all of these. Like, you could watch a different Mad Balls video for the rest of your life and just get these kids. Now one of these kids just poured soup on another one, soup full of Mad Balls, and then he got slimed by an uncaring god from above as well. So it is
Who is sliming these balls?
I don't know who's the whole. Initially, it's them cooking them in a vat of baked beans, but then they get slimed. It's something, guys.
Yeah,
like,
here's the zombie one falling down an escalator forever.
and how long is that video? Oh, only a svelte 30 minutes. What is this? I feel like we died sometime during the recording of this.
Yeah. Gary, what do we do to deserve this?
I know. Like, this, why are you doing this to us? this is extremely weird.
This one's 19 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they're all, none of them are south of 10 minutes. No. So, like, I'm just on the fifth one now, and I've been skipping through them at, like, a pretty reasonable pace.
Right. Gary, I don't know. Okay, so it's a Mad Balls family portrait. They're, like, at a Sears. Okay, so which question makes me angrier? Who makes this, or who are they making it for?
I need to pull these up on YouTube and see what the view counts. Okay, so, like, south of 1,000.
Okay.
So whatever, and some of them are like 300.
Right. They're not making any kind of ROI on this.
Clicks. Like, whoever was paid, you know, whatever. Well, this one, Mad Balls in Real Life compilation, Farts and Flowers Plus More.
That's exactly what I'm looking at.
Yeah, this one has 30,000 views. So this one at least gained some traction.
Right. You know? Let's see what the comment action is here. First, notice me. Second, awesome video, Madballs. I love Madballs. That's by the Retro Kid.
I love balls, says Nitro Rock Zemfertone.
And Riley K says, say you'll be turned into the amazing Captain Underpants. I don't understand. You know what
that means. Maybe it's something one of the Madballs says. These are just two Madballs with like lips above them. Discussing, like, this is the Madballs having like a conversation, like Madballs at home.
Right.
I'm gonna skip down to like video 90 and see what we're doing here. And
this is, eventually this is it becomes somebody else's like sad confessional blog.
sadballs.com. So these later ones get a little bit shorter. What I think is they're the first. Surprisingly, a lot of them are compilations of these later shorter ones.
Okay.
But I'm on video 31 and it's 49 minutes long. So like we are still not fucking around.
we're still in the fugue zone between.
Yeah, this is a 95 video long playlist. The first half of which each one is longer than like a network television show.
Yep.
So,
okay, so I could sit down. I've got an hour. I could watch an episode of Better Call Saul or
you could sit down. You've got 2 weeks of vacation. You could watch Madballs videos for 8 hours a day for those 2 weeks and get through it.
This is my new life.
This is my life now. This actually, this new focus on farting and stuff makes me like the Madballs a little bit less.
Yeah.
Because I am down for an Oculus Orbis, like just this like cool looking angry eye.
Right.
You know, the skull. Well, did you ever see the ones that were shaped like balls, like the ones that are meant to actually play with real sports?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We threw those around.
Those are really cool. The basketball ones, really scary looking. Like those are cool. I got down with them. But now all like I'm watching Madballs in Real Life compilation, Girly Bedroom Plus More, 52,000 views. And it's literally just them talking. And after they say, I have it on mute, but after they say something, they fart, the screen shakes. And cartoon gas like explodes out of them.
So it's like a Terrence and Phillip episode.
Oh, it's a lot like that. All they do is fart.
Right. Huh.
God, these Madballs, dude. I'm so in the weeds with the Madballs.
I'm so in the weeds. Well, it's been a while since I thought about David S. Pumpkins.
he's ascendant again.
Well, of course. It's 1 year in memoriam. But, wow, I got little kids talking about Madballs. No, definitely like the fart and gross out stuff. Hey, so here's a controversial opinion. Oculus Orbis, a lot cooler when he didn't have a mouth.
I think that's true, too.
When he was just an eye, like an unblinking bloodshot eye that couldn't express himself aside from just like dilating his iris like he was Wheatley, that was much better.
What? And now that he has a mouth, like this is only kind of related to that, but what does he fart out of? He's just an eye. Like none of these things seem to have digestive systems or
I mean
like
Gary, we did a whole episode about the biology of a beholder.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess these do have probably like beholder DNA
right
in them. We spent a lot of time on the Madballs. There's less information about the Babos. Like I was really looking to find more Babo lore.
Yeah,
and that Wikipedia was all I had.
There's nothing. Did you look up a video of the original Madballs game from the 80s?
Oh no.
Yeah. They made it was like Amiga, ZX Spectrum, and Commodore 64. It was like a top down I have no idea what's going on in it. It looks just god awful to just take a look. But like back in 1985 when they put this out, they said we gotta have a video game.
Mm. Yeah. C64 Madballs games.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's rough. that's a rough one, but it seems like they would lend themselves to games. Like if you did like a Super Monkey Ball, and a thing like you could do a lot. They're versatile.
Well, I mean, they basically did this just without the Madballs license. You ever play Iggy's Wrecking Balls?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I just switched back to that video that I had going with them just talking and farting.
Yeah.
And it was just them doing more of it. Like, just like switch back and they're still just talking and farting.
There are these little kids, like, I think they're trying to, like, make up a beer pong. So, like, it's these 10-year-olds. They're trying to make up a beer pong variant where they're throwing mad balls at these solo cups. And, oh, wait, and now they've got them upside down. They're, like, doing memory games trying to find the mad balls under these cups. Gary, what madness is this?
I don't know, man. Like,
it's ball madness.
It's ball madness. We definitely died during some recording of this. Like,
this is our Beetlejuice, like,
this is our Beetlejuice. So as we close out here, as we end, because there's not that much more to say about the game. Like, I think no. It is actually kind of fun, but it is not.
I would say it's mandatory to play this with somebody else, though.
Oh, like, yeah. It's like a 5 out of 10 by yourself and like a 7 out of 10 with somebody else.
Right.
You know, like, it's never going to be great, but like, fun can be had. But, you know, fun being had in a co-op game doesn't actually mean anything.
Right.
You know, like, of course, co-op games are really fun. That's
it is. It is such a curve that it's almost a sphere.
Exactly. Like, it is not hard to be fun, you know, or to, you know, to play with your friends. But as we leave, I want to ask you who your favorite Madball is. Like, if you look up the characters on the website, so just current Madballs.
So here's what I'm running into, because like, if you look at the Wikipedia, because the you know, the appearance only accounts for so much, right?
Yeah.
If you look at the Wikipedia, the early
personality
one,
counts.
Yeah, personality.
Which Madball is ballsier.
You know, the early descriptions are just like Oculus Orbis, a bloodshot eyeball, later sporting a mouth in the Just Play era. And then you get down like to the more recent ones, they give them some motivations. You have Skullface. He is always plotting elaborate plans. Too bad his brain has a mind of its own, literally, and loves to ruin every scheme. So you get a little bit more, you know, kind of just in and out. I closed the window, so I'm going to need to hear your favorite.
Okay. I'm looking through them, and personality for me does not count.
Okay.
In this one, I'm just going by things. And I think that it would be very obvious for anyone to choose classic Oculus Orbis, but since we're just dealing with currently available Madballs, I'm pretty into Slobulus.
Mmm. It's like, so like a zombie.
He's like a zombie Madball, and he's real gross looking. Like, he appeals, like, one of his eyes hanging out. There's just, like, a big empty blackness behind it. Slobulus can't tell a joke, and is often the butt of jokes. Some say he lacks vision, but who are we to judge? Is his personality kind of blurb. I like Buzz Off as well, but he was just a fly head.
Yeah. Like, looking at the, oh my gosh, there's also Series 2. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
but looking at just the characters page, like View All. Oh, and you can buy them in blind bags. I'm so distracted.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna, like, if I go to a place that has blind bag Madballs, I'm 1000% buying a blind bag Madball. I did not realize they existed. And blind bag toys are kind of fun. So
I'm gonna say Locklips. Locklips is pretty good.
He's strong.
Yeah, he's got good stats.
Yeah, it's a good draft pick.
Let's see here. He's a wrecking ball turned up to 1,000, suave with a polished metal swag, but with a brain as dull as a dishwater. At least that helps in keeping secrets.
Oh, cool. Can I change my answer?
Of course you can.
I apologize for doing that. This is very good, and Locklips is very strong. I have to switch, though, to Fistface, who is, like, if you imagine a hand that was cut off and then you just jammed a gigantic eyeball into the wrist socket.
It's like if you cut off William Birkin's hand, an eye would grow out of the stump. Yeah.
And his bio is real good. Fistface tends to weird people out with his staring. Hey, hard to avoid when you only have one eye. Will blink once for a slice of pizza and twice for a soda. Oh, but after that, it's anyone's guess what he's trying to say. I feel like I relate most to Fistface out of all these Madballs.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm a Babble man first and foremost.
Yeah. Well, you got to go OG. Yeah. No, at any given time, I probably want either pizza or a soda, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just varying degrees of, you know, success at denying myself those.
What does Fistface do with those things?
I think he just likes being around them.
Like, pours them into his fart hole. Disgusting. It's a disgusting episode of the show.
It's a very
if you like this show, what can people do?
why do you like this show? you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and support this show and the entire network that the show is on. A couple of bucks a month makes a huge difference for us, and you get cool stuff in return. That is also a way to get extra episodes of the show. We've been doing 2 extra episodes per month for a while now, and I think that's good work, and I would like for you to hear it, so check that out.
Yeah, I think I would love it if people did so. You can also rate and review the show. Tell your friends about it. Things like that are also very helpful. Mm-hmm. And it's not for nothing.
Yeah. I've been streaming more recently. I took a break because of double time WAF for Bonfireside Chat, which is a sentence that doesn't make any sense except in my head. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/duckfeedtv, and you know, follow that for notifications.
There's a host of other things you can check out on this network.
Yes,
including that.
Yeah,
and you should do all of them.
If you can.
if you dare. If you dare, if you got the balls.
I've got mad balls. It's also very fun to call these blind bags because they are mostly eye.
Yeah. And it's a blind bag full of balls.
Oh, Gary, you have
like
to.
Your testicle sack was a blind bag, and you just don't know what you're going to find in there. Like you open it up, and then like, is it testicles? Is it Orbulus?
Is it testicles? That's my favorite game show. Is it testicles?
Is it testicles? I don't know.
Yeah. My initial my randomization that I had in mind was it would be the two of us at a Joann Fabrics, and I was going to push down a shelf. In the domino catastrophe that happened, my pants would have fallen off, and I would have sat on some googly eyes and some felt, and I would come up and say, "Oh, look, it looks like my balls are mad."
I'm okay with that, not doing that though, because then that is a real implication of like, you know,
of my balls being
like,
out.
Oh, I sat in some gum. Yeah,
I suppose. But my balls were mad.
It would have also be good. I thought you were going to say the real obvious one to me was like those lottery, like, you know, things.
Thing. I loved those things as a kid. I loved just watching them.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And like, what if you reached in for like, you know, a seven, but you actually got, you know, lock mouth or whatever.
Yeah. Or if you got the ultra rare glow in the dark skull face, which is part of the series one blind bags.
Get them. There's a store on the way to game night that sells Japanese toys in blind bags, and I am legit just going to stop in and see if they have blind bag mad balls.
Oh, series two has the ultra rare golden Hornhead. So
I love Hornhead. He's who I played as in Babu Invasion. Yeah, he's my boy.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
And until next time, who is Dog Balls?